insanely jealous that I didn't go to the Fontaines DC concert in Montreal this past weekend. It felt like everybody and their brother and sister were going, and I just did not jump on the tickets soon enough, which absolutely sucks. But if you went to Fontaines DC this weekend, I hope that you had A, an awful time because I wasn't there, and B, an amazing time because it's Fontaines DC. I think we had a couple people covering that coming up later this week. I know that Rue, one of our Thursday Indie Wake Up Call hosts, was there, so hopefully you'll be hearing from her on Thursday all about the concert. And I have a bad feeling I'm only going to hear good things, which is going to make me feel even worse about not attending. But there are some awesome concerts coming up later this month and later this fall in Montreal. I know, for example, Adrian Lenker's coming through in November, which is absolutely fantastic. I would be going, but my roommate did not buy us the tickets. So once again, I have been locked out of indie heaven. But again, if you're going to Adrian Lenker in November, I both admire you and hate you. But otherwise, there are plenty of concerts coming through our very own Kingston, so hopefully you've been taking advantage of the absolutely robust music scene this fall and heading into the winter. It may be getting colder and chillier, but the tunes are only getting hotter and hotter, which is awesome. Coming up next, we got a few more songs to wrap up our all-new first hour of indie music. We've got Clueless by Beach Bunny and Rodeo Clown by Flip Turn, two indie staples. And then after that, in our second hour, we're going to be getting into just some more indie classics. Not necessarily new music, but perhaps some indie favorites you haven't heard in a while. It's like slipping on your favorite fall sweater as soon as the weather starts to turn. Can you see that I'm leaning really heavily into the fall analogies on this show? I'm absolutely in my element, loving the cold snap we're experiencing here in Kingston, which is fantastic. And I mentioned previously Rue, who is one of the hosts on the Thursday morning Indie Wake Up Call segment, but I feel like this is an apropos time to mention that Indie Wake Up Call happens not just Monday with me, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. So if you are loving starting your morning with this kind of music coming out of CFRC, you should just keep tuning in. You should tune in tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC or online through our website at cfrc.ca. We have live sessions, we have interviews, we have chit-chat, we have concert coverage, and we have all kinds of wonderful, wonderful goodies. Sometimes ticket giveaways. Like, there's no reason not to tune in to Indie Wake Up Call. It's probably the best show on air, and you can quote me on that. Coming up next, we've got Beach Bunny and Flip Turn, and after that, we have even more music. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy, happy, happy Monday morning. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call with Marijke Vernoy on CFRC.
Thought I'd be a different person, but it's just a different life. If I got married tomorrow, teenage wife. I am older at the party, stuff that wouldn't bother me. I can tell who's turning 30 versus being 23. Memory, oh,
time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Homecoming isn't just for alumni, it's for the whole Kingston community. Join us Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Fall Harvest Gathering at Agnes Benedictson Field. Enjoy live music, face painting, lawn games, and the flavors of Kingston's finest food trucks. Plus, explore a pop-up vendor market featuring local artisans. This free outdoor event celebrates the season and brings together friends, family, and community. Visit queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming for more info.
broken up by birds and bees. They're hard at work, but they're hardly working. There might be rain, but not for certain.
Together.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call, everybody. That was Fairy Dance by Plants and Animals, Break Up Together by Theo Katzman, and She Comes Out at Night by Saturine. Three wonderful songs. Plants and Animals is classic, classic Canadian indie, and I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't share it with you this morning. Theo Katzman is an awesome solo artist. He's done some great collaborations with Wolfpack, which is another indie band that I really enjoy. So if you like that kind of groovy sort of style of music, I would recommend checking out Wolfpack as well. Both artists produce great projects on their own, but they've also collaborated a number of times to very satisfying results. Coming up next, we got a couple more songs, including Keep the Car Running by Arcade Fire and She Needs Him by Hers. Arcade Fire and Hers back to back, I feel like, is the epitome of indie radio in Canada. So once again, I'm satisfied with what I'm giving you today, and hopefully you're satisfied with what you're listening to. You haven't tuned out of Indie Wake Up Call yet, which means you must be enjoying something I'm doing this morning. And if you're enjoying what I'm doing this morning, like I said earlier on the show, you should tune in every week because I host the Monday morning slot 8 to 10 a.m. every single Monday on Indie Wake Up Call, coming at you right out of Carruthers Hall Basement. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning, though. There is even more music coming up, so please don't go anywhere. I'm Marika Vernoy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on 101.9 FM CFRC. Once again, that was She Needs Him by Hers. Every time I hear Hers song, it's a little bit bittersweet because I feel like this has been widely discussed in the indie community, but Hers was a pop duo, indie pop duo out of the UK, and they passed away in a car accident in 2018. They were both incredibly young, which is really, really sad. And not only is their passing a tragedy, but also they had a wonderful body of music, which is still obviously available to listen to and is very deeply loved, but also they were just such talented musicians. And it really makes you wonder what could have been, what kind of influence they could have had on indie music, and how much their music could have really reached people had they been able to keep making it. So I'd highly recommend getting into them if you haven't already, but I feel like it's important to just know that backstory to their duo, because it is a little bit harrowing. Coming up next, we have a couple more songs, including Rough Gem by Islands and Short Skirt and Long Jacket by Cake. And then we'll be back with even more music. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
shape it into an ear and then tell me your pain.
Citibank, we will meet accidentally. With start to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car with a cup holder armrest. She wants a car that will get her there. She's changing her name from Kitty to Karen. She's trading her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
Has anyone seen the new Megalopolis movie in theaters? It is getting absolutely tanked and bombarded on all sides. Tomatoes up the wazoo. I don't know if it's any good. I was looking forward to it. I'm a big Adam Driver enjoyer, as is every college girl. But I don't know. You know, I can't quite see the vision. And I feel like once you've heard enough bad things about a movie, it just completely ruins any and all desire to go see it. I'm a very easily influenced person. I'm definitely what I would consider a sheep. And so once I hear one of my friends doesn't enjoy it, I'm just not going to be there, unfortunately. So if you are going to check it out, I think it's playing down at the Screening Room for the remainder of October. And I feel like for a true movie buff, maybe it's worth seeing. It is Francis Ford Coppola, after all. But if you really hate it so bad, please call into the station and let me know so that I really, really, really won't get FOMO and buy a ticket. That is my other, I'm also a sheep in that sense that once all my friends have gone, even if they hate it, I feel like I need to see it just to kind of close the loop on that. So hopefully I'm not alone. Either way, if you tune into Indie Wake Up Call, you will never be out of the loop because, like I said, we are playing all new indie music for the first hour every Monday and then some classic indie favorites after that. Hopefully you've been enjoying the tunes on the show this morning. Maybe you found your new favorite song for October, which I can only hope. We have a couple more songs, though, coming up today, and then that will be the end of the show. I can't believe 2 hours goes by so fast here. It's like the reverse of an exam, which is awesome. But I absolutely love spending my Monday morning with all of you. So thank you so, so much for tuning in. And like I said, if you enjoyed Indie Wake Up Call this morning, you can enjoy Indie Wake Up Call tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. It is airing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC or online through our website at CFRC.ca. I get a lot of questions from adoring fans about how they can tune in if they don't have a radio, which is super fair. Like I said, through our website at CFRC.ca. If you go to our homepage, there's a live link at the top where you can listen to whatever show is currently broadcasting. Or if you want to go into the programs tab on our website, you can go into the archives and every show that has ever aired under any program on CFRC is in the archives. I believe it updates like to the past 5 or 6 weeks, but you can totally tune in to days that you might have missed. And if you're just missing me so, so much and you need to hear my voice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can do that through our website online at cfrc.ca. Once again, my name is Marijke Vernoy, and I have had such a wonderful, silly Monday morning with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Microphone on, camera check. Everybody's kids. There's no way that I'll be okay. And then I saw you there. For me, it's you still care.
waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC